So I don't see you.
You don't?
Not right now. I see Annie.
Ooh,
I will be
mystery.
Fine. And I see Phil. Nobody sees me.
Wait, I don't see Phil. Is this a comedy routine?
Who's on first?
I see 2 out of 3, and you guys see 1 out of 3, which is yourselves. But Monty doesn't see himself. He's not self-reflective.
This is getting deep.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Annie Levine from a farmer's market near and dear to my heart and home, the Great Falls Farmer's Market in what is sometimes referred to as Turner's Falls, but there seems to be a movement afoot that the whole place might start to get called Great Falls. And contrary to what some people think, I did not start that petition. It just looked like it on Facebook. I did sign it, though, and you're meeting in Pesky Umpskit Park, which would also be an excellent new old name for that village compared to what it's currently called. But Annie, for those who aren't familiar with the Great Falls Farmers Market, where and when is it in currently Turner's Falls?
We are open every Wednesday from 2 to 6 at Pesky Umpskit Park, which is at the corner of Avenue A and 7th Street across from the Abishan. Our normal season is May through the end of October. This year we had to open a little late, but yeah, we're there every Wednesday.
Now, I have been able to observe the several incarnations of a farmer's market off Avenue A. This is now finally happening. Like, this market is rocking it now. So can you tell me a little bit about how many vendors you have, what kind of vendors you have?
We are small but mighty. This past market, we had 6 vendors. Drybrook Garden has beautiful flowers, PK Industries and Kingsbury Farms, who have fruits and vegetables and maple syrup, and they notably are hip vendors. Fallen Oak Farm is there with their maple syrup and beef and vegetables. And Maple Mama has been coming, and they've been really great. They've been giving out a free can because they have 2 new flavors. So every customer who stops by gets a free can. And then this week we had bread from Hearthstone Artisan Bakery.
You know, in the time of COVID, which we are in the beginnings of, I find that I'm really enjoying when I can be less stressed out when I go get my food for my family. And it just seems to me that to be small and mighty is really key. As you listed all those different things one can buy, it seems like you could do almost all your shopping, and certainly for the next meals that you are stocking up for. And it just sounds really, really great. What are you doing at the market to keep it safe and stress-free for people who are both selling and buying?
At base level, we are following the governor's guidelines for safety, which means we've cordoned off the market. There's a designated entrance and there's one-way flow. Masks are required. Luckily, I had a neighbor who I met this spring who offered to make a whole bunch of cloth masks that we're giving away, and we're accepting donations for the Survival Center over on 4th Street in town. We have hand sanitizer and a hand washing station. We have running water at the park to keep it stress-free. It's in a beautiful space, and luckily, we've been able to partner with Turner's Falls River Culture this year because, unfortunately, they had all of their events wiped out for the foreseeable future. Being kind of the only game in town, we've been able to have Suzanne on board, and she organized a pennant project. So our cordons that cordon off the market are made out of pennants that community members designed. It looks really nice.
Annie Levine, who is the market director of the Great Falls Farmers Market, which meets on Wednesdays at Pesky Umpskit Park on Avenue A in Great Falls, which some people know of as Turner's Falls. How long have you been doing this? And have you seen this market grow yourself from, you know, just a farmer or two way down the street in the old Cumbie spot to now what it's grown into, which really feels like a fun and vibrant community event?
It's always been levels of fun and community, for sure. That was never lacking. I want to get that straight. But this is my 2nd year. I've lived in town for 4 years, so I had been before. And yeah, you know, you drive by and sometimes it would just be 2 vendors. But my coming on board was supposed to be to revitalize it. And so I worked really hard to try to find vendors and support the ones that come. We have a very low vending fee. It's $5 a day. So if you want to come and sell for a day, that's what we're trying to support too.
Can you just share a little bit more about the importance of the Healthy Incentive Program, or HIP?
Sure. We consider market essential because it is the only place in the town of Montague right now that takes hip. So we have two hip vendors. And so if we did not have a market, a lot of folks downtown who may not have access to a car and may not be able to get over to Greenfield on Saturday wouldn't be missing out on a bunch of free food. So that's really important. And thankfully, as I'm sure you guys know, but tell everyone that applications have opened up again for HIP, which hasn't happened in, I want to say, 2 years. We can take SNAP for vendors that don't have it now, but hopefully we'll be able to also take HIP, and that would expand food access for our neighbors, and it would be really great.
And as Annie mentioned, Turner's and downtown Turner's in particular is one of those areas that I think really could benefit from that and the advantage that those benefits have to offer. I'm glad you're there. You're half a mile from my house. I do believe you've done your job here. If it's to bring a new life and energy into it, nothing against what was the market before, but I can feel the energy buzzing every time I go by there on Wednesdays. It's Annie Levine, who's the market manager for the Great Falls Farmers Market in Great Falls, also formerly known as Turner's Falls, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, buylocalfood.org.
Thanks for having me on.